1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Movie Tavern by Marcus. This new year, purchase a 2020 Ultimate Popcorn Tub. Unlimited popcorn for only $4.95 every visit for the whole year. Because movies never tasted so good.
She got a mean disposition. She got to low down, dirty man.
No, we haven't changed formats.
Well, I, you know, I've been hoping and I've been...
What was this called?
Just like...
Muddy Waters.
Okay. You got a low-down mean grandma or grandpa, or you had? You need to tell us about it, because it could be worth a lot of prizes now. $1,300 prize package. There's $500 gift card to Stein Novels, $500 gift card to Nye's Building Center, and a viewing party for 20 with food and beverages, Marcus Movie Theaters, and you don't have to invite your grandparents to come along on this either. Just go to 1029thehog.com. Tell us what happened to you. Brian, read yours. You qualify for that terrific prize that I just told you about. Time for round number one.
I know how you all enjoyed the horrendousness of the holiday horror stories.
Yes. I think Carrie likes it more
except
than any of us.
Except last time you were sitting there slack-jawed at a couple of them.
Well, that doesn't mean I didn't enjoy it.
Try to figure out how to react to these.
You go on a roller coaster and scream doesn't mean you're not having fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was about five. We had an annual cookout slash camping trip with my family. I had gone to get some food and came back to sit with my family. As I sat down, my grandma looks at me with a huge grin on her face and says, "Do you want to snort pepper and die?" Followed by a cackle that made her face turn purple. 20 years later, I still think of that as I grab for the pepper.
Yeah, thanks, Grandma. That was a fun little five-year-old moment.
Just the order. Here we go. I'm a little salad. My grandma and grandpa would drive from their house in Oconomowoc to our house in East Troy every Sunday to visit. My grandpa would get out of the car and sit at the kitchen table talking. He would walk around the barns and always look to see how clean we were keeping our cars.
Big thing for him.
Okay. Grandma would not get out of the car the entire time. If we wanted to say hi, we'd have to say it through a car window.
Wow! Grandma, what did she not like?
Never got
the
out
cows,
of the car.
Cows, or like, was there
and
any
nobody
livestock?
Thought this. Nobody thought this
We're
was unusual.
Just warming up here.
That's quirky. We'll put that as quirky.
Sure.
We'd often go visit my grandmother at her apartment in Milwaukee. I knew at a young age she didn't really like me much. But until one fateful summer day, I could only sense it. My brother, however, she adored. And who couldn't? He really was cute and a bundle of energy. And a boy. As for me, I was simply tolerated. Grandmother always gave me my milk and cookies after my brother.
Well, that is dominant. It's how you feed a dog that doesn't pay attention well. You feed him last.
Her Christmas presents to me always seemed a little less. Still, as a child, you simply live in the moment and move on to the next shiny object. This feeling became more obvious when I was alone with this woman. She never seemed to miss her opportunity to pick at me about something, but on this particular day, she did much more than nitpick. Out of nowhere, she stated that I was a burden to my parents.
Wow.
And I needed to start carrying my weight and helping out financially.
How old is she?
I remember just looking up at her with a look of mild shock and wonder. I may have said something like, "Huh?" Then she said, "You need a job." I looked and said, "I'm only 9.
Oh, my God.
Lighten up, Grandma.
No kidding.
Eventually, as I grew older, I stopped communicating with this woman, and she cut me out of her will.
Oh, my
Sometimes
gosh.
It's okay to cut the bullshit.
Oh, boy,
she didn't say what
right.
the brother got, though, did she? You can start pulling your weight around here.
We're just barely breaking sweat.
Nice.
My Irish Catholic grandmother hated my Italian mother so much that on her wedding day, Grandma cursed Mom.
Uh-oh.
She said, You'll get fat and ugly, and your children will be filled, or your kitchen will be filled with flies, since you Italians are a dirty people.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's laying it out there.
Being raised Catholic, it was a real problem when my parents decided to be Lutheran. When my grandma knew we converted, she called our house to tell us she would miss us because we are all going to burn in hell. Also, there was a time when her and most of my family didn't talk to us for 7 years over a petty argument. She would also pee on the graves of people she didn't like.
I think I saw your grandma last week.
Squatting on Uncle Phil's. Oh, my. Grandma, no!
I'll do as I like!
It was no good!
After my mom had us kids, she wanted nothing to do with us, and after my dad died, she dropped off a plant at our house, and we never saw her again until her funeral.
Whoa.
Probably just as well.
Oh, just as well.
Well, there's somebody who gets what we're talking about.
Just have to say parenthetically here, we got an entry from someone who was obviously a grandparent.
Yeah.
Who said how they took their kids to, like, skating.
And grandkids or kids?
Jiu-jitsu, their grandkids.
Grandkids, okay.
Like, I don't know. I guess you're just half listening, Grandma.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Can write in about her always half listening.
Hey, this grandma.
She never gets what's
here
going on.
Here we are. Right into the letters proper. To say my grandpa is a horrible person is like saying the polar vortex last year was a little chilly.
Is this what you wanted? Is this what you had in mind?
No!
Okay.
Perfect!
Now we're in our stride. Between poisoning his neighbor's dog because it ran on his lawn to chopping up a dead mouse and putting it in his ex-girlfriend's car, my grandpa has a habit of being a nasty person. This past December, I had a day off of classes before finals and decided to join Mom and Grandpa for lunch at a small restaurant outside of the city. When I greeted him with a hug, he responded with, "Wow, you're fat," and proceeded to try to grab my side fat to show my mom and the customers what he meant. And the customers.
Just strangers,
right?
Yeah.
Looked
him fat, didn't she?
Their big mouth.
When my mom became angry with his comment and demanded to know why he thought that was an appropriate comment and action to make,
right,
he responded with, "Well, he looks lumpy."
Hasn't Mom been around him long enough to think that's coming anyway?
When Mom continued to be angry with him, Grandpa decided to leave in anger because of how we were treating him. I said I would hear him out when he apologized for his comment. Not the first time this happened to me or my mother.
Right.
2 days before Christmas, I received a card in the mail from dear old Grandpa who tallied up everything he has done for me my whole life.
Big card, small card.
And closed with saying how he is no longer my grandfather.
Wow. That was his lumpy comment.
Months later, he is still mystified that I never responded to his apology card. When that man dies, I'll be at the funeral to make sure the hole in the church ground doesn't kick him back up.
Wow.
Wow. Awesome.
I was trying to get over Grandma being on the graves of people.
Yeah, those are good. Those are good.
Oh.
We got three left. I only got time for two.
Okay.
Let's make a quick decision here.
All right. All right.
These two.
We've got tomorrow.
Who needs tonight?
Thank you, Bob Seger. Sheena Easton.
It was the summer of 1972, and I was 12 years old. Every Saturday, I was required to ride my bike from West Allis to Wauwatosa to cut my grandparents' grass for $3. Keeping in mind, I would not want to go there in a private jet full of candy and nudie magazines to see these miserable people.
Well, that's some strong feelings right there.
Oh, boy. Great.
They seemed to hate everything and everybody, especially my mother, who was never good enough for their sweet boy.
Mm.
They also disagreed with everybody and knew more than anybody, including the doctor who recently diagnosed me with a peanut allergy. One particularly hot summer day, I arrived about 15 minutes late, and for people who have nothing to do and all day to do it, this seemed very annoying to them. I completed the project and collected my $3 for 5 hours of work. My grandpa sent me home with a snack. He assured me did not have peanuts. Unbeknownst to me, Grandpa was gleefully waiting to call my parents the next day and tell them how stupid my doctor was, and there's no such thing as a peanut allergy.
Oh, he is priceless.
What he didn't know was halfway home, I began to have trouble breathing and feeling lightheaded. I have no idea how I got home or lived. F you, Grandpa, and your soulless life.
He's right.
I hope you are spending your days much like the tragic Greek god Sisyphus, only riding a bike breathless uphill for all of eternity.
This is cathartic.
Telling you,
people are getting some stuff off their chest.
Christmas stories aren't going to take second place to these.
I really think so.
I just feel like we're getting it here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Last one for today. Back tomorrow. More horrendous behavior.
You have the theme ready over there, Rock? Okay.
When I was a wee lad back in the mid-late 80s, my parents needed a week off from us kids. This was a regular thing, maybe every month and a half. So they would drop us kids off at Grandma and Grandpa's for the weekend. We would bring a box full of our Ninja Turtles and just play all weekend. One weekend was extra special, though. My grandpa was really into computers and video games. The original Nintendo had just come out, and he was the first person I can remember to have a game.
That's interesting.
It was a surprise for us grandkids. My sister was too young to care, but my brother and I were ecstatic with excitement.
Wow, this sounds not what we're looking for.
Just wait.
I know. Oh, I can't wait.
My brother and I played video games all night but had to take turns. While one would play video games, the other played with the Ninja Turtles. And then the next day it happened. My brother decided it was his turn with the Nintendo. I disagreed, and a fight ensued. I had the controller in my hand, and he was yanking on the cord.
Gosh, Brian, are those cords made to be pulled down really hard?
Oh, you know the answer. Before Grandpa can come break up the fight, the controller and cord broke apart.
Yeah.
Grandpa went into a rage yelling at his kids, and we felt terrible. My grandpa didn't have it in his heart to beat us, even though we probably deserved it. He decided to crush our spirits instead. He grabbed the box of Ninja Turtles and us two crying boys and brought us downstairs into the basement.
Uh-oh.
He made me pick my most favorite Ninja Turtle.
Oh, man.
And he had
man.
My brother pick out his most favorite Ninja Turtle.
Would you do it, though? I wouldn't.
Then he placed them on the workbench.
Yeah.
Looked at his crying kids and said, "You break my stuff, I break yours." He placed my brother's Leonardo into the bench vise and proceeded to turn it until Leonardo was crushed and flattened out.
Grandpa's like a mob boss.
You made me do this for Tony M?
Once Leonardo was destroyed, he looked at me with his death stare and grabbed his hammer. He then smashed Michelangelo 3-4 times until he was in 15 pieces. Once the carnage was over, he then instructed us kids to pick up the mess and went upstairs to have a martini.
Wow.
Uncontrollable crying went on for the rest of the day. Nothing ever got broken at Grandma and Grandpa's house again.
Oh, boy. Lesson learned. Wow.
Well, I think we're off to a fabulous start.
No kidding.
With these mean grandparent stories. Well,